Howdy, folks. Did you ever notice some people when opportunity knocks, they complain about the noise? This is Pat Buttram for Double Mint Chewing Gum. Delicious Double Mint, that is, with just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, just entertainment. Now, what I aim to do today is to brainwash you folks with sunshine. Sunshine is great stuff, you know. You know what they've got now? They've got a radio that runs on sunshine. Yeah, they have. It's powered by sunshine. The way it works, the sunshine gets inside the radio, and by jingo, first thing you know, that sunshine is changed into John's other wife, or the second Mrs. Burton, or on a real sunshiny day, maybe Pat Buttram. Well, I don't think they've got it perfected, though. The other day I was listening to this sunshine radio, and a woman was giving a recipe for a cake. She was telling how much flour and sugar and vanilla to put in it, and well, she got about half through, and the radio went dead. You see, it was late in the afternoon, and right in the middle of the recipe, the sun went down. Naturally, that ruined my cake. But I came up with a real tasty batch of molasses cookies, though. Well, here are our four sunshine boys, the Halloran Quartet, singing Sailing on the Henry Clay.
Down where the cane and the cotton are growing, down where the old Mississippi is flowing, waiting for that old Henry Clay
to be sailing away down the bay.
We'll soon be sailing away, sailing away, sailing in the moonlight on the Henry Clay. Just hear that barbershop quartet a-harmonizing, while those trombones are improvising. Sliding along, dancing till the break of day. Upon that upper deck, you see the lover's spoon, hug and kiss beneath the Dixie moon. Oh, boy, oceans of joy when you're sailing on the Henry Clay. Just hear that barbershop quartet a-harmonizing. Oh, boy, oceans of joy when you're sailing on the Henry, sailing away.
Sailing on the Henry,
sailing away.
Sailing away.
Well, folks, how'd you like that selection, huh? One good thing about singing in a quartet, you've always got plenty of company alongside of you. Now, if you're going on a little trip or doing some driving, you take Double Mint Gum along for swell traveling company. The long-lasting chewing helps pass the time faster and gives you something pleasant to do, you know, as you drive or ride along. And the delicious Double Mint flavor tastes so cool and refreshing, it gives you a nice lift to break the monotony, you know. Try it, will you? Maybe you read in the papers a while back about that opera singer who blew her top at a tenor because he held a high note longer than she did. She was real mad, she was. Anyway, the tenor got fired. It is too bad, I think, because it's always nice to have a tenor around who can hold a high note. Well, it's even nice to have one who can get up there in the first place. The Chicago Tribune said that when this female opera singer got off the stage, that she bawled out the tenor and she said, "I'm the one who sells the tickets." And the tenor shouted back, "That's right. That's what you... He said, that's what you ought to do. Sell tickets and quit singing. Oh, my. Such carryings on. No wonder in operas everyone gets killed, you know? Well, here's the orchestra to play something in the novelty line. They play it pretty good, and that's a novelty in itself right there. Come to think of it. All right, fellas. Fine, boys, that's fine. You know, I'll say this about our orchestra. On second thought, I won't say it, though. I guess you know how in most orchestras the musicians double. You know, that is, they play more than one instrument. Well, in our orchestra, they're all double men. Double mint men, that is. My brain's really hitting on all one today. Well, like they say, what you don't know won't hurt you. And I don't hurt at all, most of the time. Because instead of storing up information, I get rid of it. On our Buttram bonus time. Yeah, that means it's Buttram bonus time. The part of the program where I light the lamp of learning and let her glow, let her glow, let her glow. I know a fellow who, he saves Buttram bonuses every day. Figures to have enough saved by next 4th of July for the biggest bonfire you ever saw. Well, today's bonus is how to be a bird watcher. Now, if you don't want to watch birds, I'm just wasting my breath. But I can afford it. Breath is one thing I've got nothing else but. The best time, though, to watch birds is in the daytime. That figures, you know. That's because at night you can't see them. Now, you could light a lantern and go looking, except that wouldn't be cricket invading the privacy of a bird's boudoir, so to speak. If you're going to be a bird watcher, you've got to remember that birds are people watchers, too. You've heard the expression, watch him like a hawk. Well, hawks are people watchers. Pigeons make nice watching, though. Some folks, they worry about pigeons in the wintertime. They figure there's not much food around. But I figure pigeons are real lucky being pigeons, because if they were robins and the ground's all frozen, it'd be pretty hard finding angleworms. Do you ever think of that? It wouldn't be so bad if birds had frozen foods like people do. In the summertime, see, they could quick freeze a batch of angleworms for the winter season. Speaking of frozen food, sort of reminds me of Mrs. Buttram's cooking. She does real good with frozen food. All by herself, no help or anything. She thaws it herself every time. Well, that's sort of the end of our Buttram bonus, but here's something to thaw you out a little. Paula Richards singing, "It Might As Well Be Spring."
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well, it might as well be spring.
Well, that's how it goes. Singing, playing, talking. Just entertainment. We hope it does you good. And you can do yourself a lot of good by enjoying refreshing double mint gum after every meal. And then your digestion, you know, gets the benefit of some mighty helpful, long-lasting chewing, which is a very pleasant and natural help for digestion, and helps keep your teeth clean, too. So remember your double mint, will you? After every meal. Well, we got to leave now until tomorrow, but this is Pat Buttram saying this. Married men have their better halves, but bachelors usually have better quarters. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
Wherever you go, go with radio and the CBS Radio Network.